Today is not going to be how to produce really fancy videos with a $3,000 camera and edit it and make a YouTube following like Mr. Beast. Does anyone know who Mr. Beast is? Yeah, that's not that. This is how you can have tangible impact immediately with the lowest barrier to entry. And if there's anything you leave with today, it should be the fact that you can get started. Because getting started is literally the hardest part. You don't have to worry about editing, looking good, creativity, all these things. You just have to get started. And I'll kind of give you some information, some numbers to prove that, both some personal experiences and then also some stats from the internet. But before we get started, let's talk about my very complex, crazy life. Born and raised Southside Chicago. My son Xavier is about 2 years old. My wife Shelby's from the Putnam County area. We've been married since 2019. And yeah, my family's really important to me. My mom moved down here during COVID and she's loved it here. Even with COVID lockdown, she's been able to build community. And she works at Ridpath as a noon aide. So she gets to know all the little ones. And Shelby's family, Emily and Shane, they've been around for a long time. Emily was at Ridpath for a while and Shane's with the USDA. So Distinct is what pays my bills, although sometimes it feels like it's the thing I'm giving the least attention to. But we build and maintain high quality, affordable websites for small businesses and nonprofits. This year, we're kind of pivoting into just general support for small businesses and nonprofits. Our unlimited website support's been a big hit for all of our clients. They love that they can send us an email and we do it for them. So now we're expanding that to other things like bookkeeping or organizing your files or administrative assistance. So kind of taking that same model and expanding it. Really excited. We're working with three clients in this new realm, one of which is helping them take videos that they refuse to post without editing and editing the videos for them because they feel they need that. So really, if you're going through something with your business right now and you're like, man, I wish I could pay someone else to do this, we can probably do it way more affordably than you think and we can save you a lot of time and money. I'm also serving on city council, which plays a direct role in my experience with video. One of my theories when running was I think local politics is slightly more exciting than web design. I've always wanted to make videos. Let me make local politic videos. And it worked. And if it works for local politics with a target audience of roughly 10,000 people in Greencastle, it can work for any of you in this room, I promise you. No matter what your business or nonprofit is, it's way more exciting than Greencastle local politics. And you have a way larger audience than I had. You may not know, I recently, a few years ago, obtained my MBA and I'm a term professor at DePauw, which was the one miss. But I don't talk about it much and it's kind of hit or miss. So this semester I'm teaching in the School of Business and Leadership, teaching a business analytics course, which is really fun. I'm actually learning a lot as I teach it. But last year I taught in the computer science department and it was really fun because two of these, you can't really see, but are my professors from when I was in college, and Alana there on the far side was actually a student with me at DePauw. So it was a really fun experience being on that side of things and I really like teaching. I also make videos. I was going through finding photos for this slideshow and I pulled up some of my videos. And if you notice, a lot of these look the same because a lot of times I just stop recording and start back over because I just want to get something done. And I don't care about editing a lot of times. I just care about a one take that I can post immediately. And you're going to hear me talk about that. You'll see here my shark video. What's that? Six different takes walking down the block. You'd never know, because I posted one as I was walking. Some of these appear a little more complex. They might've been different takes that I did edit, but you don't need to do that. And in fact, most of the time, I think this video, I spent hours editing and it was one of my least engaged videos of all the videos I had done. And I was so proud of it. I thought it was so cool. My mom had a cameo. Jincy Bingham had a cameo. It was so cool and it got like 3 likes. Whereas the shark, I think, had like 40 likes and like 6 shares, and it was just me walking down the street. So like, don't worry about anything except for consistency. So I'm going to cover 3 topics today. First topic is why video, and give you some numbers to show you that you need to be doing this. Second one is creativity, or maybe lack thereof. It's the biggest barrier people tell me, like, I don't know what to make. I'm not creative. I can't do it. So I'll give you 2 really easy, tangible examples you can take. And the third is how to convert that into something. Revenue is the topic. It can be donations, it can be volunteers, but the goal is to not just do the video, but take it into the next step. I don't have a lot of time, so I don't spend a lot of time in the analytics. If you have a lot of time, great. If not, don't worry about them, they'll follow. But yeah, in that case, every once in a while I'll check, mostly just kind of like the week of, right? I post a video, a couple days later, I just look and see how it's doing. I'm not going into like the deep dive analytics very often for this, but mostly for me, it's just checking how many likes that I have. On that point of analytics, you may have a tendency as you're making videos, like the one you're going to make today. No, nothing, nothing. So you may have a tendency to overanalyze, right? I've been posting videos for 2 weeks. They get one like, what does that mean? It could mean not a lot of people are seeing it. Probably not the case. It could also mean that people can be stingy with their like button sometimes. For the first 3 or 4 months of me making videos last year, I made them Tuesday, Thursdays. No one was really liking them or engaging with them, but people would tell me they saw them. And that might be, you know, slightly because they're kind of political content and people are a little, you know, cautious with political content. So maybe you'll have better experience with boutiques or your business. But just because you're not getting likes or comments doesn't mean people aren't enjoying them, because I would swear I'd have 6 times the people who say, I saw your video today on every single video versus likes. So don't worry. So let's dive in. So why video? First of all, it's really easy to produce. You don't need that thing. You don't need a fancy microphone. You don't need a tripod. Most of my videos are literally just me walking like this. That's it. Like I showed you earlier, if you don't like it, stop and start over. Promise you, after like 3 times of trying to make the same point, you're going to make it really well. It just happens, right? You refine, maybe you take a breath. Sometimes I would stop walking because I was running out of places to walk to, and you start over. You don't have to walk. It's easy to produce. I've not tripped yet. I've not tripped. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't advise walking down sidewalks and making videos. Especially with intersections. Another Steve Jones, a good friend of mine, is always like, Vince, you're going to get hit by a car. I'm like, no, I promise. I'm always looking. He's like, no, you're going to get hit by a car. I'm like, I'm looking. But it can be really easy, right? And we'll talk more about creativity in a moment, but it can be anything. I'm going to lean on boutiques because Britt and I have been talking a lot recently, but if you have a boutique, you'd be surprised at how many people are interested in how you run inventory. Right. I watched a video, my friend who's a realtor, he showed a way how to tie his shoe. It's a trick that he used. It's like a double bunny. I don't know. I watched it today. Right as I was setting up, and I'm like, oh, Mark, this is so cool. You're so creative. I don't know why, but it's just human nature, especially in the local community when your clients might be people you know well. People just want to see it. I've been to Healthy's twice, and I watched the video for Healthy's today. They have a new owner starting Friday. I wouldn't have known that. But I saw the video and just started watching it. Video content, people want it. It's easy to produce, and it doesn't have to be about anything overly exciting. People just want to see you, and I promise you they do. Also, there's numbers to back that up. The average human right now is consuming 17 hours a week of short video. 17 hours a week. And again, the easiest to produce. It's really easy to talk for a minute. It's actually really hard to stay under a minute, but 17 hours a week. It's insane. It's insanity. And, you know, a lot of people want to say, well, young people don't shop, or, you know, it's hard to reach people these days. Well, it's because they're spending their time on their phones watching the 17 hours per week. So if you're not creating some kind of content, you're missing out on that. TikTok's always a sticky subject. Some people are like, I don't TikTok. It's all dance videos, or I'm afraid China's going to steal my information. Regardless of how you feel about TikTok, TikTok's algorithm is fantastic. And when you first log in, you might see some teenager dancing, but the moment you find something that you're engaged with and you like it, TikTok channels you into that. I watch a lot of urban planning TikTok. I don't know why I got into it, but I did. I love sidewalks and street trees, and now I get it all the time, and I find book recommendations, and I like, and I comment, and now I'm getting more of it. My TikTok grew faster than every other platform this year while I was posting. And again, my target market was 10,000 potential voters, and not even that many, like 6,000 potential voters in Greencastle. And within weeks, I had 100 followers. It's TikTok's algorithm is insane, and you need to be using it. The algorithms will feed people, and they're heavily tailored towards video right now. So even in this room, right, most of us have watched video. I think that just goes to show how many people are watching. And it's an increasingly older demographic. A couple years ago, everyone said, it's TikTok's all for teens. There's nothing on there. It's increasingly, I mean, teens get older, so they continue to use it, but also it's just increasing in popularity and accessibility. It depends a lot on your audience. But if I said you can only pick like 3 platforms, I'd link up your Facebook and Instagram. So that's one platform you post to one. I would do YouTube Shorts, and I would do TikTok. YouTube Shorts probably trending towards a younger audience still, but as it grows in popularity, I think it's going to become the TikTok for people who don't want to use TikTok. In a lot of ways it is. It's kind of the place you can go and watch last week's TikToks right now. But I feel like anecdotally, I haven't looked at the numbers of this, but anecdotally, I know a lot of older people who are using YouTube Shorts. So, relationships at scale. I'm going to back this up with some stats based on my experience, but relationships at scale is a huge digital marketing phrase. And all it means is, sure, I can go to many small groups like this and talk to you for an hour and spend 6 hours in my presentation, or, I mean, in a lot of ways, this is a relationship at scale, right? Me to many. But with the internet, you can really broaden that out. You can build relationships with people without ever talking to them and have people feel comfortable and feel like they know you. I think Britt saw a lot of my videos throughout the year. And I feel like anytime I'd walk by, you'd be like, hey, Vince, how you doing? And I'm like, I don't really know you that well. but it happens because when you're watching, you just feel connected. You know, my friend Cam Humphreys has been making a lot of videos at Humphreys Outdoor Power, and I'm watching these UTV videos because I like Cam. And like he did a lawnmower comparison, and I can't afford any of the lawnmowers, but I just watched the video. Him and I don't get to hang out that often, but when I watch the videos, I feel connected. And it's a really easy way to connect with many people, some people you'll never meet. I swear every time I go to Kroger, someone's like, you're that guy. Actually, there's a girl who works at Kroger who I've never met her, and she came up to me and said, I follow you on YouTube. And I'm like, this is cool. This is cool. And again, if local politics can do it, you can do it in whatever you're doing, I promise. And that helps you grow a following. And by growing this following, it's not just for likes and comments, it doesn't just make you feel good, although it is a dopamine boost for sure. But we'll talk later about how you convert that following into some kind of action. And I'm going to give you just the easiest way. There's so many ways. Like this could be a 6 week, hour a day session on how to do this, but I wanted to give everyone the easiest ways you could just do immediately. So these are numbers specifically for me. I ran these numbers from January 1st of last year through I think yesterday. So my local Greencastle Politics reached 83,000 people. 1 minute videos of me walking in shark costumes. 83,000 people. 10,000 of them interacted with that content in some way, like, comment, share. 2,100 clicked on a link. But what I really am impressed by is 44,000 minutes viewed, right? So I don't know how many people watched how long, but someone or many someones spent 44,000 minutes hearing me talk and feeling comfortable listening to me and engaging in some capacity. 733 hours, 18 work weeks, it's 91 business days. So instead of me standing here for 40 hours a week for 91 days talking to you, I made a few videos, some people watch them, and they feel like they can trust me now. Hopefully they can't trust me, but they feel that way that they can trust me. So that's the power on a very, very, very small scale, right? If I was Mr. Beast or some large audience person, you know, this is 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. And I promise whatever you're doing and whatever has brought you here is way more exciting than local politics. And I'm going to keep saying that because you can, all of you can easily get 44,000 minutes of view time this year and probably this month. There's a handful in there that were heavily edited, but like I said, the edited ones didn't even do as well. So very minimal time. And this will continue on, right? Even if I stop making videos now, this number is going to keep rising. And if you keep making videos, you keep feeding the algorithm, you get more following, it keeps growing too. But it's working in perpetuity. It's working while you're asleep. It's working while I'm here talking to you. I'm talking to other people right now with the video I made yesterday. But it continues to work for you. And I promise you, I did not spend 91 business days working on these videos. Sometimes it felt like it, but I did not. So these numbers speak, and like I said, my goal today, it's not to make you an expert video producer, it's to just get you to do something, because that's the hardest part. So you might be thinking, well, what if I annoy people? People don't want to hear from me all the time. Yeah, you probably will. That's fine. Over the time, I had 240 new followers, 55 people unfollowed me, and funny enough, a lot of them were right after the first of the year, so I think they were just nosy. They just wanted to see the politics. Maybe they were my opponent. I don't know. But a lot of people dropped off right after I was sworn in. But you'll see it kind of peaks and valleys. Sometimes you make a video that people just love and follow you. I don't even know what that was. Some weeks you get a lot of people dropping out. It's okay because over the course, I had a positive net increase, and that's part of it. If you make a video and you see some people dropping off, it's very safe to assume those aren't the people you want following you anyway. The page I was using actually had a lot of people from out of the community, from prior things I was doing trying to promote Putnam County. So I think a lot of them were dropping off because they don't really care about Greencastle politics. They cared about the restaurant I was reviewing or something before. So the more you do this, the more you focus your audience, the more your audience engages, the more the algorithm rewards you. So don't worry about annoying people. You're annoying the people who are not right for your page. So you might be saying, like, I'm not creative. I can't do this. How am I going to make an idea every day? Lean on other people. It doesn't all have to be about you. It can be about things you're doing, things you like. It can be about really anything. People are going to engage with it. I'm telling you, you'll be surprised. I could do a video of cleaning my laptop keys and someone's going to watch that. So it's super easy. It's so easy. I want everyone to take your phone out, put it on selfie video mode. Come on, we can do it. Yeah, clean your lens off. You don't want a smudgy lens. At your own pace, I want you all to make a video thanking the Community Foundation for putting on this event. It's all you're gonna do. And just record it, do it as many times as you want, and say, I'm at this awesome event. Don't mention me, just mention the Community Foundation. I'm at this awesome event, learning a lot. And then push and record and post it to your social media. Go, you got it, come on. You can do it, everyone can do it. As you did your three takes, you kind of grew into it more. Maybe the first one you were just like trying to be quiet and respectful, but I could see you by the third one. You're like, hey guys, how you doing? The first one you're like, hi Bobby, I'm over here. And it just happens, and it might've been the volume of the room, but you just get more confident as you talk through it. You know, to me, I always use my first one. Sometimes the first one was great, but I use my first one as my script writing, right? I just start talking and I go, okay, now I know what I want to say. I just said it poorly, so let me try again. So like, that's it. You've done it. You've done today. Now pick a schedule that works for you. Once a week, twice a week. If you think you can do it 5 days a week, great. I can't, so I don't. Twice a week's a really good sweet spot for me. And use your resources, right? Use other things. You don't have to talk about yourself all the time. You can, in fact, a lot of people like it when you talk about something else. I visited the bagel company on DePauw's campus and people loved that and it was fantastic. So talk about other people if you're uncomfortable talking about yourself, but don't be afraid to talk about yourself. And don't be afraid to use AI. So if you haven't used ChatGPT, you should be because it's incredible. And I wanted to give you a very tangible result on how you can use it today. So you go to ChatGPT. If you don't know how to get there, just Google it. You'll find it. And all I said is, I own a boutique and I want to make a video every Tuesday and Thursday. It'll be 60 seconds, unscripted. Give me a list of ideas. Boom. List of ideas. You don't even have to think for yourself. All you have to do is record yourself. So it said, behind the scenes look, product highlights, style tips, customer spotlight. So if you're struggling with ideas, use your resources, your community, whatever that looks like to you. Use AI to generate ideas. It feels very challenging, but it's not that hard. Think of something. I was inspired by a politician in Indy who would cook in her kitchen and make videos. And I said, well, I don't want people seeing my kitchen, so I'll walk down the street. Just take inspiration from somewhere else and don't be afraid to use tools like AI. I didn't ever imagine I would keep making walking down the street videos. It just worked for me in that time of life because I was teaching a class in the morning. So I would walk to class and do it. So find something that fits into your life first. And yeah, people started like telling me nicknames like, oh, it's the man on the street. Or like, I'm like, okay, this is a thing. I didn't realize this was a thing, but I've kind of made a thing. Now it's a thing and it's really terrible in the cold days where I don't have to leave the house other than the video. So I wouldn't stress for a theme, but one might arise. Okay, so now revenue, right? The easiest way to generate revenue from what you're doing is to build a list. And you might say, well, I have an email list, or writing emails is a lot of work. I'm gonna give you some tools that I use that make it really easy. Ideally, I tell all my clients, you should be writing blog posts all the time, but no one does, no one has time. If you write a blog post, you have to write the blog post and then send it to people, and it becomes cumbersome. And the entire point of this presentation is to not be cumbersome. So I'm gonna show you how to build a list, but you should be trying to use your website in some capacity. I'm a little biased, I build websites, but your website's a good place to capture information. Every once in a while in a video, direct people to your website, give a link to your website, or to your list. As time goes on, I'm seeing more value in lists for business owners because they're so busy, and I'll show you what I mean. But before I show you, join my list. Scan the QR code. Don't be afraid to force people to join your list. And this is a really good example of a tool I've started using recently. And you'll probably see why when you're signing up, you're seeing it is a really easy landing page, very direct, captures your email. It's non-intrusive. And I'll show you more about it. Actually, I'm probably not showing you enough about it. I'll tell you a little bit about it. And hopefully you can do your own research or ask more questions here in a minute. But the more I think about it, I should have showed you a little more about how it works. These are two tools that I heavily suggest. If you don't already have an email list that's active and working and a blog you're updating constantly, you can skip that step for now and start with one of these tools. If you have a blog and email list, great. Tie your videos into what you have. Tie it into what you have. If you don't have a good email list, you're not doing it consistently, check out one of these tools, and I'll tell you what they are. They're very similar. What they are is they're blogs that also act as an email list. So what do I mean by that? I go in, I use Beehive. Substack's great too, I just use Beehive. I go in and I type, and it's a very easy platform. I just type a message. As soon as I hit save, it sends that message to my email list and also posts it to my blog at the same time. So if you're reading my blog, you're prompted to join my email list. If you're on my email list, you're pushed to the blog. So gone are the days of Constant Contact or MailChimp, which are still great tools. If you're using them, keep using them. I don't want to discourage you, but you don't have to worry about all of this formatting and technicality. And then how do I get more people on my list? It's all together. So you joined my Beehive list, my small business squad. I'm going to edit this video. I'm going to make some shorts, write a message to the followers, which is mostly just you all right now because I haven't pushed it out yet. I'm going to send the message and you all will see some shorts. You'll see the videos I made. You'll be able to reference this. You'll have a link to the presentation. All this will be there. And maybe some of you might be inspired to share it. And if you do, and someone clicks on it, it prompts them to join the list. So it kind of creates that snowball effect in a really easy way. If any of you have done email marketing before, it sounds exactly the same, except it eliminates a lot of the steps for you, which as busy people, that's helpful. They both have free subscriptions. I don't know. Yeah, they're tiered. I'm paying $50 a month for Beehive. I think I'm paying so I can use my custom domain name. And it allows me to just type really quickly at a council meeting, recap what's going on, push send, and it gets pushed out and people can subscribe. So these two tools are great. Highly recommend checking them out. I'm always available to help you talk through them. And even with our new business support services, we can do it all for you if you wanted. We can find an agreement that makes sense where you send us topics, we'll write it, we'll send it, we'll do all that. But the last thing I want to cover, if you're like, all right, my camera's okay, but I want to step it up just a notch. I want to share two devices I do own, but you don't need to own. It's a selfie stick tripod that I use sometimes if I want a little slightly different angle or want to put it down. And then a microphone that plugs right into your, this is the iPhone version. I figured most people in the room would have an iPhone, but if you scan that, it'll bring you, they're both Amazon listings. The microphone plugs right in and it gives you a little better sound quality and allows you to step away from your phone. So it's a lot like the device I'm wearing right now, where it's connected to the camera, it's recording my audio, but it's really affordable, $30, and it goes right into your phone so you can do whatever you want. If any of you saw, I made videos at First Fridays about why people love Greencastle, kind of like April of last year I made those, or I don't know, May, and I gave them that little microphone and it just made the sound quality a little better. So you don't need that, but if you start doing this, you're like, oh, I really, I don't know, maybe I should have a microphone or a tripod. I think combined it's like $50 for both of these devices. So it looks and functions just like this tripod, except this tripod is a $50 tripod. The tripod I'm showing you will not work with a heavy camera, but it works great with your phone. So it looks just like this. Has a little Bluetooth remote so you can turn on your camera whenever you want, and it's whatever, $15. So highly recommend it. I wouldn't go on live unless you have a long reason to go on live. I know a lot of boutiques had a lot of success with doing like live shows with like the numbers. Here's number one, who wants that? That's a great reason to go on live. But like, hey, I'm at this event, bye. Make that a video. Make that a reel. Way better as a reel. I'd say if you're not gonna be on live for at least 10 minutes, don't do a live. The lives are really meant for like conversation. They don't necessarily get the replay value in the algorithm. They're really kind of meant to be live, whereas a reel kind of lives forever. Eventually the algorithm will stop favoring it, but a reel or a short video will be a little better and honestly higher quality. Most lives will have some kind of small technical glitches, right? Fuzzy frame rate, the awkward moment where you're sitting there waiting for the first person for like 30 seconds, whereas the video is just way more engaging and higher quality just by making it a video. I would definitely say schedule probably be better. And to be honest, I'm just not super knowledgeable with lives because they don't work well for me. And the fact that personally, I don't want to do a live for like 10 people. Now, if I was selling something, maybe like it's not the fit for me and what I've been doing. I would definitely say scheduling would be nice. And you know, one of the parts of the live algorithm is engagement and viewers. So the more you can influence a large influx of viewers coming in, the better off you're going to be. So if that's by scheduling it, that really works. I use my LinkedIn more for my professional videos. I have a really broad LinkedIn audience that is mostly not Greencastle people. So I didn't use it much for politics, but yeah, LinkedIn, really good engagement. And if you're targeting people who happen to be on LinkedIn for whatever service or product or nonprofit you have, LinkedIn's a great place to go. Me personally, I try to stay under 60 seconds because that allows me to post on all of the short form video platforms. I really try to stay under 30, but it's so hard. Can't say anything under 30 seconds. So 60 is just kind of my limit, but see what's working, right? As you start doing this, you'll start to be able to see. I learned that my overproduced videos aren't nearly as good as my shark costume videos, or anytime I can highlight something unique in the community, people love that. You'll be able to pick up on things even without diving deep into analytics and research. You'll pick up on trends just by looking and like, oh, I got a lot of notifications right now. So I would say, do what works for you, but I just try to keep it under 60 because that allows me to post everywhere without any problems. Thank you all. I'll be around packing up and whatnot for a while. So if you have any questions, let me know. If you want to talk more about, I have cards, but I didn't bring enough for everyone. So if you want a card, I'll give you one. I'm a mess. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.